Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From newsounds.org and the studios of WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck, our series of live performances and interviews. I'm John Schaefer. In 1981, Hal Wilner, who had been working on Saturday Night Live as their music supervisor, put together the first of the tribute records that he would become so well known for, albums devoted to the music of Kurt Weill or Thelonious Monk or Charles Mingus or Disney tunes, in which he would bring rock stars, jazz legends, classical musicians together. Well, in 1981, the album was Amarcord Nino Rota, a collection of arrangements of the music that Nino Rota did for various Fellini movies. And on that record were two then unknown musicians, a trumpeter named Wynton Marsalis and this guitarist, Bill Frisell. It was the first time any of us had heard Bill's music, and his performance of this work, Juliet of the Spirits, was a highlight, at least for me, of that Amarcord Nino Rota album. Bill has gone on to become the guitarist's guitarist. He has played everything. He's played with jazz greats. He's led his own ensembles. He's played West African-themed music. He's played country music and blues and had contemporary classical works written for him. Hal Wilner went on to produce his famed set of tribute albums and a noted set of radio shows with Lou Reed. Hal died of COVID during the pandemic, and Bill wrote a waltz in his memory. And in the 2023 New York Guitar Festival, an annual event that we did over the course of two nights in June this year, in the Green Space, our ground floor performance venue, Bill Frisell and his fellow guitarist Luke Bergman played that piece as part of a wide-ranging set of guitar duets. You'll have a chance to meet both Luke and Bill in a moment, but first, let's hear this waltz for Hal Wilner from the New York Guitar Festival 2023.
Thank you.
Waltz for Hal Willner. That's the name of the piece, a tribute to the late producer who first introduced guitarist Bill Frisell to most of us. And that was Bill Frisell and fellow guitarist Luke Bergman performing live on stage at the Green Space during the 2023 New York Guitar Festival. They were actually supposed to do this in 2022, but Luke got COVID, and Bill ended up doing a solo set for us, which you may have heard on the show last year. Finally, this summer, 2023, we got the two of them together, and they came up with a memorable set, which will now take you to the stage of the Green Space to hear. Tell me, first of all, how the two of you first began playing together.
In Seattle, where I was living for quite a long time, and I met Luke. He was, I guess you were teaching then at the University of Washington. I first heard you playing bass, and I think we might have played some sort of Charlie Parker song or something. Correct me if I'm wrong. So I thought, oh, wow, he plays great Charlie Parker music. And then we started, we did a couple things, like we just got together and started playing guitars, and we did some, there was a, I can't remember if it was some sort of anniversary of Woody Guthrie's birth or death or something. I know he's passed away, but there was a concert of Woody Guthrie, and I thought, wow, that'd be perfect for us to do some of that music, and we just kept on playing.
Yeah. So at some point, hearing Luke in all these different settings, he began to feel maybe a kindred musical spirit.
Yeah.
But enough about me.
Sorry.
So Luke, one of the great things about last year's sort of makeshift performance here on the stage was, you know, Bill started talking at some length and with some hilarity about growing up in the era of the Mickey Mouse Club, and, you know, where you would hear like people playing all these different types of music and you didn't think anything of it. It was just part of the musical diet you were fed. You grew up in a different time. So how did you come to a repertoire that goes from Martin Luther chorales to Joanna Newsom harp songs?
Well, we had the Mickey Mouse Club too. It was the 90s version. They brought it back later, but I think I just like grew up listening to whatever my parents listened to, which was like a wide array of stuff. So I remember making mixtapes that would have Jimi Hendrix and then Zippity Doodah or something on it, and just like,
so you really were watching like the Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah. No, there was a 90s version of the Mickey Mouse Club.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I somehow missed that,
I think,
despite having kids who grew up in the 90s.
Yeah.
So I got lucky. So, you know, I've been coming out here between sets, and I've had my phone, as you may have noticed, because I have set lists. And now you may notice that I don't have my phone because we have no idea what's going to happen next. Do you have any idea what's going to happen?
No, we have a little bit of an idea. No, this is music that we had wanted to play last year. It's like during the pandemic, I started writing these things in my little notebook. Every day I'd write these little snippets of things, and I'd send him a piece, and then he would send it back with other stuff added to it. So it sort of became this strange collaborative composition thing, right? I guess.
It's odd to actually see you with sheet music. I mean, you know.
Yeah, because I'm always bragging about, yeah, when I play, man, you know, we just start playing. And and I always say that, but not tonight.
So this is like a specific body of work.
Well, these are a few of these little things that we thought might work well together tonight.
Okay. Then I will let you guys do the talking with your fingers and your guitars. Luke Bergman, Bill Frisell, live performance from the New York Guitar Festival.
Shut my mouth.
Let Them Ring is the name of that piece by Luke Bergman and Bill Frisell. Live in the Green Space, our ground floor performance venue, as part of the 2023 New York Guitar Festival. Prior to that, a piece called Claude Utley, a tribute to the Seattle-based painter of that name. Once again, Bill Frisell and Luke Bergman from the New York Guitar Festival in the Green Space, and a track called Father's Day. Their final piece is called Canon.
Thank you.
That's called canon, C-A-N-O-N, the musical term, not the instrument of war, played by the guitar team of Bill Frisell and Luke Bergman as part of their set for us downstairs in the green space as part of the 2023 New York Guitar Festival. My thanks to the New York Guitar Festival's David Spellman and our crew, headed by technical director Irene Trudell and our producer Karen Havlick, and the Greenspace staff, headed by Jennifer Sendro and including Amber Wright, Ricardo Fernandez, and Chase Kulpan. I'm John Schaefer. You can actually see the complete performances from the New York Guitar Festival at thegreenspace.org. That's green with an E at the end, thegreenspace.org. And, of course, find the videos on the New Sounds YouTube channel. Keep up with what we're doing on New Sounds by subscribing to our free weekly newsletter. You can text New Sounds to 70101 or sign up on the website at newsounds.org.